We began in the recent weeks a series of making early Shabbos, the halachas pertaining to making early Shabbos. This week, Be'ez Hashem will speak a very common and negayadigah halacha that's almost negayah to everybody at any time, the din of Greira, when some are Makabel Shabbos, if the other people that are not Makabel Shabbos, if they're part of it, if they also go with that, you know, if they're the Yachid is Nigra or Basad Arabim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Gimel, in Roiv HaKol Kibbal Aleim Shabbos, if let's say Roiv the Kol, most people already Makabel Shabbos, Hamiyat Nimshachim Achreim Akarcham, the Miyat, the few people that were not Makabel Shabbos, those few people, even if they weren't Makabel Shabbos, they didn't make it to the shul, still the Halach is it's Shabbos for them. Right, you have one shul in a city, and the shul only has an early minyan, so the people, even if some people were running late, they didn't make it on time for the early minyan, still the halach is that they're it's Shabbos for them, which is very negay in bungalow colonies, and we're going to speak about it. The bungalow colony, which is secluded, it's not close to many other bungalow colonies, if they only have one early minyan, so the people that didn't make it, they're running late, they're nigrar basar, the other people. And the mele, the halacha is that even if you didn't make it to shul, whenever the shul, the people in the shul, makabel Shabbos, they're nigrar, the people that didn't make it to shul, they're nigrar basar, the roi vatzibur, that was in makabel Shabbos already. Yeah. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch and Sifud Gimel, Adam Shabaliyir, somebody who comes to a city that was Makabal Shabbos already, Shabaliyir Kvar Kiblu Anshi Ira Aleim Shabbos, they already Makabal Shabbos, Afal Pisha Daina Yoim Gadol, there's still plenty of time, they made an early Shabbos with the plague, today they dive in the 20, quarter to 7, Oida Yoim Gadol, there's still a lot of time, Im Hoyu Olav Mois, Hashem Chefetz Yad, any Muxa, Manicha Lipo, it's already Shabbos for him, Baal Karachai, it's not up to him, it's Shabbos, even if he says Mefurish, that he doesn't want Shabbos, the halacha is he was already makabel Shabbos. That's the halacha. Says the Mishnah Brura, Hashem the Poiskim, the Magar Avram, other Achrayim, that this is all if there's only one shul. If there's one shul in the city, or like we said, there's a bungalow colony, or we'll speak about, let's say, a hotel. You have a Shabbaton, you go for Shabbos in the summer, and they want to start that program early. So they have an early minyan, and that's the only minyan. And if he's running late, whether he came late from work or Stami's running late. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you nigrar after the tzibur. That means that the tzibur was already makabel Shabbos. You have to follow through with them. And whenever they're makabel Shabbos, the halach is your Shabbos goes with them. But let's say you have many minyanim, you have a few shuls. So then it doesn't make a difference. Even if the biggest shul, the most people in the city, makabel Shabbos early, it doesn't make a difference. If you didn't make it to shul, still, you're not nigra because most people makabel Shabbos, if that's the only shul, so you have to follow through with that shul. But if that's not the only shul, you could be part of the small shul that makes Shabbos late, later, not early with a plague.
Can you define the city? Because Shabbos, the walking area is a lot bigger in the week. So what
does that define as? It's a shmooze for itself, but I just want to share what I just heard from Rabbi Shlomo Yosef, and he said over from Rabbi Ribiat that if it's within walking distance, that could still be considered part of the city, which is Negeya. If it's out of the Tchum, so then it's technically like another city. If it's within walking distance, but walking distance means you could walk, so Mela, that's also part of your city. You could walk there, you could go to that minyan, and we're going to get to the Svara, why you nigra, why you have to follow through with the other people, with the roiv that was makabel Shabbos. However, say the achrayim, that if there's only one minyan in the city, but Lamaisa, this person, he's not into making early Shabbos for whatever reason, and therefore he has a minyan in his house, he has a later minyan, a late minyan in his house. Even though he's allowed to make a later minyan, but still he's nigrar after the city that makes early Shabbos. Yeah, you're in a bungalow colony, you're in a city that has one minyan, an early minyan, but you don't like this early minyan for whatever reason, there's different halacha problems, or something, you want to daven later. In your own house, a minyan doesn't help to break off from the tzibur, and you nigrar after the tzibur, and you have to go with the early Shabbos. That's the halacha. Even if you have a minyan kavu in your house, doesn't make a difference. Your house is not enough of a shul to be considered to break off from the tzibur and your nigrar after the tzibur. That's makabel Shabbos early. I hear if you have aron kodesh, if it's a shul, that's
if
already
superseded the shul. In other words, it began in the shul, I mean your house, and then later on when things got bigger and they had a shul. So is it shot that doesn't break off from the shul? The shot is that if it was there before the shul, then.
So here's the thing: you're saying that it got, the minion in the house got bigger than the minion in the shul.
No, it started before the shul's minion. Then things got bigger, so now the shul is the start that you can't break off. It's only then.
We'll get to that. We'll see what the svar is, and then we'll don up what we'll don up in your din. Very good. Shlomi Yosef wants to know what's the halacha if, let's say, the minion in the house came first. So we'll see what the svara is, why the miut is nigra, and we'll see if it's applicable over there.
But what if the minion is a repetitive thing? If it's a one-time minion, I can understand. But if it's like every Shabbos there's a minion in this house, even there may be only 11 men meeting, but every Shabbos...
It's a good point, very good point. Do you say that if, let's say, the minion is there every single week, is that in the house, is that considered enough to break off from the minion in the shul, that it's considered a yikavua? So the halacha states very clearly that if it's in someone's house, even if it's a weekly thing, it's a minion kavua, clearly. Avalam oisa minion abese, I feel a minion kavua. Like you said, it's repetitive every single week, not once in a while, every single week. The halacha is batal eitzel aroiv. Bottle eats la rove. Let's, yeah.
Assuming that the first minion has rove and it has not someone else too.
Right. That's very clear. Only if the first minion is rove, obviously, because then the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says is bottle hamiyat eats la rove. You have to have that. The main minion, the early minion, is the rove. Very good. And also, that minion is the minion kavua. If there's no minyanim, everything is in houses, like a lot of places in Muncie. It's all house minyanim. If it's not a shul, so then, Enochanami Taka, my ul mahai mahai. There's no mile of the earlier than the later. There's no shul. We're going to discuss, Be'ezus Hashem, today, three questions that come out from this din in the Shulchan Aruch that the miut is nigra after the roiv. One is, what's the halacha with one who's makabel Shabbos? Does his wife have to go? Is he nigra? Does he have to follow through? We'll see. We'll bring him. We'll see what the Elam says. Does the wife meshubet? Is she nigra? Does she have to follow through that whenever the husband was makabel Shabbos, the wife also it's kabbalah Shabbos? That would mean that she has to make sure to know when her husband's makabel Shabbos and make sure to be madlik neiros to light candles before her husband's makabel Shabbos. Just for an example and the understanding, we daven in my shul, the early minion has a time, 15-20 minutes before plag. Then they write when Kabbalah Shabbos in the shul is Boi B'Shalom, that's a shmuz. When Kabbalah Shabbos is, they write what time Boi B'Shalom is. They write what time plag is and what time Boi B'Shalom. So she has to make sure, the wife has to make sure to light, obviously, after plag. That's the earliest time to light. But to light before the time of Boi B'Shalom, it's a small window when to light. Just that would be the nafkamina. Does she have to follow through with the husband or not? That's question number one. Question number two is bungalow colonies and hotels that are not there all year round. Bungalow colonies, now a lot of bungalow colonies are winterized, so it's almost all year round. But let's say ones that are just there for the summer. Well, let's say a hotel. You go to a hotel for one Shabbos, and these are early minion. Do you say over there also that the people that didn't go with the early minion, they're nigrar, they have to follow through with the moat, with the roiv? Or maybe it's only when these are Beis HaKnesses kavua, these are the shul of the city, but just a temporary thing, maybe you don't say nigrar. And then question number three is, let's say one shul that has two minyanim. That's most of the times the case when these are early minion. The shul has an early minion and has a late minion. What's the halacha when the early minion has most and the late minion has a small, just a couple of people? Do you say that the later minion is nigrar after the early minion? Benegayah to the first shaila, the shaila about the husband and wife. So these Ramosha, the Igros Moshe, Ramosha writes in Erchaim Gimel Simulamet Ches, Ramosha writes that the husband, his Kabbalah Shabbos cannot be imposed on the wife. He says, just like there's a halacha by a neder, if a husband wants to make a neder on the wife, even if he says mafurish, I'm doing it that it should be aser for my wife, he cannot do it. He cannot make a neder to aser his wife, and therefore he cannot be makabel Shabbos, that the Kabbalah Shabbos should be go on to his wife, that his wife also has to follow through with the Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, Rav Moshe says, I understand Kabbalah Shabbos is different than neder. It doesn't work like with the halachas of neder, but still says Rav Moshe, that's for sure. If the husband's makabel Shabbos, the wife does not have to follow through and doesn't have to be the Kabbalah Shabbos of the husband is not machayiv the wife to have Kabbalah Shabbos as well. But he says like this, a big chiddush, that however, I'm choishish, says Rav Moshe, that even though the Kabbalah Shabbos is not a Kabbalah Shabbos for the wife, there's a halacha by a eved. Even though Eved Kanani, a Shivcha Kananis, is only mitzvah b'zayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach, not in Shabbos, they don't have the latter be mechal Shabbos. But when it comes to the malacha noigeya to do for their adin, then all it'll work. Ben Amasecha, these are drashas midei raisa, that when you have an Eved, then the Eved's not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. The Eved's not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for you. They're allowed to do what they want to do, but for you, they're not allowed to do malacha. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, your wife is kani to you. What she works, her maisi adayim, she works is kani to you. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, she's allowed to do malacha after you makabel Shabbos. For her, it's not Shabbos. But things that to do malacha, but something that's for you to do malacha for you, that says Rav Moshe lahachmer, she should not do it. I think that, let's say, which sometimes that's the case, to put in a food, a chicken, a soup or something, to put up a food, it's true, it's taka for the husband, but over there it could be that wouldn't be nagay because it's not only doing it for the husband. You could doubt about that. But one thing is clear, he says, if you're doing something particularly for the husband, that says Rav Moshe, one should be machber. Now, says Rav Moshe, one minute, Yitzi, says Rav Moshe, but you're going to tell me it's not such a solid thing that she's meshubah to the husband. If she wants, she could say, Einin nizoynis vein oichel. She could say, listen, you don't give me any food to eat, and I'm going to work. I want to have my own bank account, and she could do it, right? So if that's the case, so why am I saying it's the same thing like an Eved? An Eved is locked in. He has to work for the adam over here. The wife doesn't have to. But says Rav Moshe, calls man that she didn't say einin nizoynis veinu oichel. Now she's meshubah to the husband. She has to work. She has to work for the husband. So now that she has to work for the husband, memela she has the dinim of ben amasecha of the husband to work for the husband. She shouldn't do anything for the husband. Just a minute. Now, he says, even though we're mater, this is important din. When you make an early Shabbos, the halacha is, it's still mutter, amir lakum. Amir lakum is the issa d'rabbanon. But you're allowed to tell a guy, you makabel Shabbos today at 7:15. Afterwards, you're allowed to call in a guy. And not only a guy, you're allowed to tell another yid also. You're allowed to tell somebody else to do malacha for you, even though for you it's Shabbos. Once it's Shabbos, it's aser. But now you're allowed to. So says Rav Moshe, if that's the case, Amir is mutter, so why can't you tell your wife? Is your wife any worse than anybody else that you're allowed to tell? Why can't you tell your wife? Just like when we say Amir Lakim is mutter, and you even allowed to tell a Yisrael, why can't you tell your wife to do something for you? So the teretz is that Amir Lakim is the Issa Rabbanon, so they will matter. The Rabbanon will matter by your early Shabbos, Amir Lakim is the Rabbanon. But the Issa of Eved, or like Rav Moshe says, by the wife would be the same thing, to work for you, that's an issa d'iraisa. Since it's an issa d'iraisa, it will not matter. It's obviously it's aser. And a meila, what comes out so far is that a wife is allowed to do malacha after the husband was makabel Shabbos. However, malachas that are negeya to the husband, that the wife should not do.
How come only Yisrael can do it?
What say?
How come only Yisrael do it when you make early Shabbos?
Very good, because the other Yisrael, it's the worst, the din of saying is like a din of Amir Lakim. Whatever the Isser is and why it's Asser, you're not allowed to tell somebody, ask somebody to do something for you. On Shabbos, telling the guy.
On Shabbos, that would be an Isser D'oraisa.
No, on Shabbos.
Ask another Yisrael?
No, that's Lefnei Iver, you're being Machshelim. But just like you're allowed to tell a guy on Shabbos, you're not allowed to, Amir Lakim. But Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to. means that Isser Amir Lachem was Hutar by an early Shabbos. Even though it's Yumakabal Shabbos, it's fully Shabbos for you. It's still Mutter to say, to tell a Goy, and so to speak, a Yid that wasn't Makabal Shabbos. So you're asking, so why is that different? Your wife has a din of Ben Amasecha, which the Torah says that when you're Makabal Shabbos, you're Evid, and the wife, Lagabi, this says, these dinim is not allowed to do a Malacha that's negated to you. She's allowed to do things in the house, but if something for you, she should not do. Says Rav Moshe, another reason to be Mekel, and with this we're going to move on to another din, another tzad to be Mekel when the wife wants to do, for the wife to do malach, and he says like this, when a person's makabel Shabbos for mitzad chumrah, what does it mean mitzad chumrah? Either he's makabel Shabbos because he wants Kedusha Shabbos, or he's makabel Shabbos because he wants to stay far away from the Shkia doing malachas. He's doing it mitzat chumrah. If that's why he's being makabel Shabbos, then the wife would be meshubet. Why? Because it's like someone that has a minig. If you come to a city, if there's a minig, you have to follow that minig. There's a minig, let's say, in a city that the noig lechumrah like Rabbeinu Tam, you have to go with the minig. What if these different minhagim? So everybody does with their minhag, which that's most places here in America. There's no straight minhag. There's no different minhagim. However, the halacha is that if the husband has a minhag, the wife has to follow through with that minhag. If the husband is noig like Rabbi Natam, is noig like any tzad chumrah, the halacha is that the wife has to go with the husband. So if the husband makes an early Shabbos for the reason, why is he making an early Shabbos? He's making an early Shabbos mitzad chumrah. He wants to bring on Kedusha Shabbos. He wants to stay away from the Isser. If that's the case, so then the wife has to follow through, and the wife also has a Kabbalah Shabbos. However, says Rav Moshe, the fact is, why are we making early Shabbos? For convenience. We want to eat earlier, whether if it's for the kids, but we're doing it from convenience. V'haraya in the winter, it's not because you want to bring on Shabbos early, Kedusha Shabbos or Alt Malacha V'haraya in the winter, you're not Makabel Shabbos early. So if you're not doing it for that reason, the male, the wife is not Nigra. There is a minion here in my uncle's house all year round, even in the winter, making early Shabbos. In the heart of the winter, 3:20 already, maybe even earlier, they have Mincha followed by Kabbalah Shabbos Ma'ariv. So there would be someone that brings on Shabbos mitzad chumrah, not just a convenience in the summer that you don't want to start Shabbos so late after 8 o'clock. Rabbi Yonasan Steif also in his Tshuvas says the same thing, that the wife is not Nigrar. The wife is not Nigrar after the husband. He doesn't say about this din of Ben Amasecha, this halacha, that certain do something for your husband, you're not allowed to do. He just says across the board, it's mutter, and he brings also the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch that we read says Nigrar, that the wife is Nigrar. The miut is Nigrar after the Tzibur. But it doesn't say anything about the wife being Nigrar, so it's not Nigrar, Bechlal, and seemingly would be Mutter and Gatin completely. And we're going to get to it, but Rav Vosner also doesn't like this Svar of Ben Amasech. He says it has nothing to do. A wife is not like an Eved in this Halacha, and he argues with the Svar. So what we have so far is Shitas Rav Moshe, that it's Mutter, the wife is allowed to do Malacha. Rav Moshe just goes a step weiter and he says, maybe with what I just said now, that if you that Kabbalah Shabbos, if it's not done mit Torah Chumrah, only for convenience, says Rav Moshe, if that's the case, the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says, that when you have Roiva Tzibur, you have one minion, you have a bungalow colony with one minion, the miut has to follow through with the Roiv. And the miut has to be Makabel Shabbos automatically is Makabel Shabbos with the Roiv, says Rav Moshe. This Shulchan Aruch, maybe is talking about only if the Kabbalah Shabbos was L'chumrah. You did it because you want to bring on Kedusha Shabbos early. But if it's only for convenience, these people in the bungalow colony, they're making early Shabbos. All year round, they don't make an early Shabbos from Sukkot to Pesach. Maybe, says Rav Moshe, over there, the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is not applicable, and even though there's one minion in a bungalow colony, the miut is not nigrar after the roiv. Rav Moshe says, Tzarech in Ladina, in that tshuva. However, Rav Moshe, in a later tshuva, in Chelek Ches, Rav Moshe actually uses this Svara Ladina. I'm not sure if it's with a tziruf, but he speaks about in a shul in London that they have two minyanim, an early and a late minyan. And the question is, if the late is nigrar to the early minyan, the early minyan obviously is the roiv. And Rav Moshe says, he says this svara, that since the reason why people are making early Shabbos is only for convenience, therefore says Rav Moshe, the early Shabbos, it's not an early Shabbos, but since it's being done for convenience, the later minyan is not nigrar after the early minyan. So far we have Shitas Rav Moshe, that a wife is not nigrar after the husband, and the wife is allowed to do malacha even after the husband's makabel Shabbos.
I think that the early minyan was a convenience because of the sin he's done. We change the clock forward in April, adding on an extra hour of the day. If the Eagles stand at time the entire year round, the later minute, instead of being 8:15 and now 7:15, people wouldn't make early Shabbos.
But it is for convenience, obviously. Yeah. Rav Moshe even says the early Shabbos is for convenience. Rav Moshe also brings a svar and he says that in the olden days you could say they made an early Shabbos because they wanted to be able to eat when it's still light. But he says now that's also not an issue. So in other words, we're doing it for convenience, and therefore it's a Kabbalah Shabbos that's not going to be Machayev the wife to be Makabel Shabbos. Reb Vosner and Shevet Alevi Chelek Zion. Reb Vosner argues on all four steps of this Igros Moshe. He brings Rav Moshe. First of all, he says that when the husband's Makabel Shabbos, the wife is Nigrar. Whenever the husband's Kabbalah Shabbos is, the wife, it's Kabbalah Shabbos for her. She should make sure to light before the husband's Makabel Shabbos. She should know when the husband's Makabel Shabbos in Shul, and she shall light before. He says that it's exactly like the Shulchan Aruch says that the miyut is nigrar achar aroiv. The wife is nigrar achar the husband. Clear, that's the halacha. The wife is nigrar after the husband. And he says it's even more, and it's ishtei kegufay. Ishtei kegufay, you are makabel Shabbos, so your wife has to follow through with ishtei kegufay. Just want to tell you the lashon Reb Vosner writes, I don't have to bring rayas. Merayas she'ain sarach la'loisim al ksav. I don't even have to write it down. V'chol ish shoyer bebeisai. V'chol ish shoyer bebeisai. And the husband's the one who's in charge, and therefore it's the Kabbalah Shabbos. No, but Lamaisa, he says the halacha is that if the husband was Makabal Shabbos, the wife has to follow through with the husband. This that Ramosha says that it's doimit to Evid, and therefore Ramosha wants to be machmir, that the wife is not allowed to do malachas for the husband. That Ravosna says that I don't see that it's doimit to Evid, and Evid is taken allowed to do for their boss, but a wife would be allowed to. And then, Right, because he's arguing on the whole thing that it's she's automatically nichla on the husband's Kabbalah Shabbos. On part 3, which is also part 4, there Rav Moshe says that since you're Makabel Shabbos only for convenience, you're not Makabel Shabbos because the Dina, and then he says, what's the difference? What the reason why Makabel Shabbos? L'maisi you Makabel Shabbos, it's a real Kabbalah Shabbos. It's also the malach. It's a real Kabbalah Shabbos, so it doesn't make a difference. It's Shabbos now, so if it's Shabbos for the husband, so then it's Shabbos for the wife. In other words, the svar that Rav Moshe wants to say, sai for the wife and sai for the miut. If the who cares why the bungalow colony deal makabel Shabbos? Lamaisa deal makabel Shabbos. They did it for convenience. Deal makabel Shabbos. If they makabel Shabbos, the halacha is the miut is nigger achar aroiv. So the Mela says Rav Vosner that a wife has to keep Shabbos from when the husband was Makabel Shabbos. So we're concluding in part number one, Shaila number one, that it's a Machloikis Ladina. Rav Moshe says that the wife doesn't have to go with the husband's Kabbalah Shabbos, and the Shevet Alevi says that he does. You wanted to say this, Ashita?
I just want to maybe put the same market for two reasons. One, that the same way she's not accepting Shabbos or lighting the candle,
So Yehuda, what?
Other than Shlomo.
Yehuda's bothered that Lamaisa, what's Pshat and Rav Vosner that says that the wife is nigra after the husband? The wife has her own mitzvah, that's Kabbalah Shabbos of lighting the Adlokas Neiris. It's an excellent question. Why Tak is a nigra? It's true that she's technically Ishtei Kegufoy, but she has her own way of being Makabal Shabbos by Adlokas Neiris. Rav Vosner himself bavarns this issue, and he says that the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris is not any more the mitzvah of the wife as in the husband. It's the same mitzvah. If there's no wife, Rachmana Litzlan, or she's not there, the husband has to light the Neiris. And he says even more, it's even more really the husband's mitzvah. Who's mechuyev to pay for the mitzvah? The husband's mechuyev to pay for it. We're noyig, we let the wife light the candles. But it's, if anything, it's even more the husband's mitzvah than the wife. Of course, the wife does the mitzvah. Since it's really the husband's mitzvah even more, you can't say that by the wife being makabel Shabbos without lakas neiris, that should be a break off of the husband of the husband's kabbalah Shabbos. I want to just move along. I want to hear it afterwards, please. Just to try to cover the other two shilas. The second shila was a bungalow colony or a hotel. You go to a hotel for Shabbos, it's a one-timer, a hotel for Shabbos. Do you say that over there also the miyat is nigra after the roiv? Or even a bungalow colony, it's arai. It's temporary. Reb Vosner, in a different shuva, somebody wrote to him, and they write, the one who wrote the shuva says, they say in your name that when you go on vacation to these small cities, these small villages, you go to the Alps and Switzerland, you go to different small towns that usually never has a minyan, and people go on vacation a couple of weeks in the summer, and then there's a minyan. So the Shoyl writes to Vosner, and they say, he writes that they say in your name that since it's only Arai, there's no minug, there's no miyat nigra achra roiv. What would mean is if you go for Shabbos to bungalow colony, or if you go to, for the summer to bungalow colony, you go for Shabbos to hotel, the halacha would be the miyat is not nigra after the roif. That would be the halacha.
Yes, but the bungalow colony could be a
Dr. Vosner, and Rav Vosner says you don't even have to come onto any yesh l'chalak. We'll see why. You could say chalukim in different types. Rav Vosner says, I don't recall saying such a thing, and could be it was a different case, a different scenario where the halacha was. But Dr. Vosner, since the halacha of the miyat nigra achar roiv, the Shulchan Aruch that we began today, the halacha that the miyat has to follow with the roiv, the makor is a Mordechai, and the explanation the Bach says is that he shouldn't be zilusa. It's a zilzel. For roiv the tzibur was makabel Shabbos. For the miyat not to be makabel Shabbos, it's a zilzel. It's a zilzel on Shabbos. Some people are going to be doing malacha, some people not. It's a zilzel. And therefore, if that's the reason, says Rav Vosner, doesn't make a difference. If roiv the kol was makabel Shabbos, I don't care if they're there 1 week, if they're there a month. He says, you don't have to go into any svaris. He's a zilzel, then the miyat is nigra achar roif. And he goes even to, he extends this idea even a step further. Let's say these people that hold with a later plag. The earlier plag is now right around 7, the latest. But then there's a later plag, the Magen Avraham's plag, which is pretty close to Shkia. And the people that make the later early Shabbos try a lot of times to, you know, be not to have tired to disaster with the later plag, the Magen Avraham's plag. Let's see, the person holds Ladina like that plag. In other words, he would never light candles before the first plag. He would never be Malik before the first plag. In such a case, really, for him, and he comes to a city that they were makabel Shabbos, they made Shabbos with the early plag. So Lachaira, he's going to say, I don't have to, I'm not part of these people. I hold that they made a mistake by making early Shabbos, because you for sure can't be makabel Shabbos before a plag. He holds with a later plag. So Lidi Day, it's not Shabbos at all. Says Rav Vosner, you're right. Lafi Yu, it's not Shabbos yet, and since it's not Shabbos, because there's no plag, it's not Shabbos. But since these halacha al zilzel, you nigra baser aroiv, since you nigra baser aroiv, you're not allowed to do malacha after the kohol was makabel Shabbos. It's just kedai to be mitzayin over here. Of Shlomo Zalman was from the other gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. Also, we're not happy about it. Started in Eretz Yisrael, they started making early Shabbos. It started the becoming that people make early Shabbos. Now already it's mamish, these tons of minyanim. But at that time, it was starting, whether it was the Americans, people were starting to bring in the idea of making early Shabbos. So these different reasons, Rabbi Yashav didn't like it, these different reasons, maybe why not. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that it's a zilzal in Shabbos. You make an early Shabbos, and you're coming out, and Lamaisa, your next door neighbor, is driving by in a car. It's a zilzal of Shabbos. The idea that we just said now, that the reason why miyut is nigra acharev is zilusa, so over here also, it's a zilzal that the miyut shouldn't follow through with the zilzal on Shabbos, the miyut doing malach, and therefore, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it's really, he doesn't like the idea of people making early Shabbos. Just to very quickly, the last halacha, the halacha we spoke about, if one shul has an early and a late Shabbos together, so the Minchas Yitzchak, I'm going to say it very bekitzer, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva. When the Minchas Yitzchak, the Rav in Yerushalayim, he used to live in Manchester. And that's where the tshuva was written, in Manchester. The Kehilas Shul, Rabbi Schneebald Shul in Manchester, had early minyan. Most people davened the early minyan. And then there was a smaller minyan of the later minyan. So the shaila was, does the smaller minyan, the miyat nigra achar aroif? So he says, I have a svara lakan lakan. I have a svara that could be, the halacha would be that it's just like you have many shuls, and maybe it's not nigrar. That's what we began, a few shuls, it's not nigrar. That's one sad. But then he says, I have a different sad. That really, the people that are davening in the later minyan, they're all part of this kehilas shul. Tomorrow morning, they're all going to daven together shachris in the same minyan. Therefore, they're considered part of the kehila, part of this shul's minyan. And Mamela, he says that the later minyan is not allowed to do malacha from the time of the early minyan's makabel Shabbos. And therefore, says the Minchas Yitzchak, he himself was taka makbid, even if he davened in the later minyan, he was taka makbid not to do malacha from the earlier minyan. That's what he says. He's besupak and he says nirula hachmer, that you're not allowed to do malacha from the first minyan. Two pointers that is negeya. First of all, very important to know that even if you are nigrar and you hold your nigrar with the bogul colony, you're still allowed to daven mincha later. The bialacha says mafurish, it's a prima godim, that even if the city was makabel Shabbos and it's Shabbos for you, you're still allowed to daven mincha. And one more din is that even if you're nigrar after Kabbalah Shabbos, you're still allowed to do isurei derabbanon that are for kavod Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Isser Deraisa, not Isser Derabbanon, once you makabel Shabbos, when you nigrar after the Tzibur. But Isser Derabbanon for Kavod Shabbos is Mutter. So just to sum up, we have a Machloikis Ladino, Reb Moshe, and Reb Yah, and Reb Vosner, Lagabe, the wife, if she has to be she's automatically makabel Shabbos with the husband. Moshe. Then we had Reb Moshe and Reb Vosner. And then we had a Machloikis. Not a machlokes. We had that Rav Vosner writes that it doesn't make a difference. This din nigrar miyat achar aroiv. There's no difference in the if it's kavua, if it's there for a week, if it's there for 2 months. And then we had the final din. If you have one big shul, a kehila shul, the Minchas Yitzchak says to be machmer that the miyat minyan later is nigrar after the early minyan, and the mela not to do malacha. Yeah. Shabbos.
Why would it matter monthly?